The Lord is good.
The
Lord is good.
And
all the time.
The
Lord is good. A very good morning to you all, and welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. A very special welcome to all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. Today is our service of Holy Communion. We have two official ones each year, one in April and one in October. But we can have more as the Spirit leads, and sometimes we have them during our evening services. The intimations are as printed out in the order of service that you have in your hands. And just to mention that tonight we will have a service of thanksgiving here at 6:30. And all are welcome. Also, I do daily reflections every day, and you can listen to that on the church's website. I want also now to welcome those of our brothers and sisters who are worshiping with us via Zoom, and those who will be doing so, listening to our service online afterwards. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. Our first hymn, 132, Immortal, Invisible God, Only Wise. Let us pray. God of mercy, you are our healer and our hope. You have carried this church through seasons of joy and struggle, growth and loss. Now, as we gather for this final official communion in the year 2025, we come not in our strength, but in need, deep, honest, and real. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for you are our praise. We confess the ways we have wandered, the words we held back that could have lifted another, the grace we withheld, the pride we nurtured, the times we let fear speak louder than faith. Forgive us for thinking we could manage on our own, for living as if this church, your church, was ever ours to keep. In this ending, we face grief, but we also face you, the fountain of living water, the God who does not abandon. Do not be a terror to us, Lord. You are our refuge in the day of trouble. Have mercy. Bind what is broken. Cleanse what is unclean. Restore what we have lost. As we take this bread and wine, seal us once more in your love. Make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry wherever you may yet send us. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. Our next hymn, 550.
You are Lord, my eyes. The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, reading verses 14 to 17, and can be found on page 776 of the Pew Bible or followed on the overhead. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are the one I praise. They keep saying to me, "Where is the word of the Lord? Let it now be fulfilled." I have not run away from being your shepherd. You know I have not desired the day of despair. What passes my lips is open before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster. Our gospel reading is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, reading verses 17 to 26, and can be found on page 1032 of the Pew Bible or followed on the overhead. Jesus heals a paralytic. One day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village in Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way in to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Amen. And may God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. We continue our worship by joining together in hymn 448, "Lord, the light of your love is shining."
Jesus.
That was some beautiful singing. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you are the one who speaks life into dust, light into darkness, and hope into weary hearts. As we reflect from your word today, open our minds to understand, our hearts to believe, and our lives to be changed. By your Spirit, lift anything that would paralyze us, doubt, distraction, and pride, so that we may rise and walk in the freedom of your truth. Speak, Lord, we are listening. Amen. Let me share with you this morning on the theme, The Miracle We Don't See, when grace brings us back to the truth. The miracle we don't see when grace brings us back to the truth. We Scots are a people who cherish two things deeply. A cup of coffee or tea strong enough to stand a spoon in, and a good story told well. We know how to turn the ordinary into something memorable. Give a Scot a foggy morning, a stubborn sheep on the road, or a bit of village gossip, and by tea time, it is a tale worth telling. Ours is a land where words carry warmth, wit, and wisdom. And some stories stir the imagination, tales of adventure, courage, and transformation. But there is one story no fiction can improve upon. The story of God's grace reaching into broken lives and writing something new, even when we have made a mess of things. St. Augustine, who knew this firsthand, once said of God, and I quote, "You are good, and all that you make is good. Yet in my sin I ran from your face, and still you never stopped calling me back." That is the story we see in Luke 5, 17 to 26. The story of a man unable to move, carried by faith into the presence of Jesus, and met not with shame, but with forgiveness. It is more than a miracle of healing. It is a picture of what grace always does. It meets us in our weakness and says, "You are not beyond hope." So as we come to the Lord's table on this final official communion Sunday of 2025, we don't just come because it is tradition. We come because we need what only Christ can give: renewal, forgiveness, and the quiet reminder that His grace still meets us right here, just as we are. Luke's gospel tells of a paralyzed man whose friends carried him to Jesus. It is a story of hope, or about hope that would not give up. The man's body was broken, his prospects bleak, and the doorway to healing blocked by a crowd. But his friends refused to let circumstances have the final say. They climbed the roof, tore through the tiles, and lowered him down before Jesus. Imagine the scene. Dust falling, whispers rising. A moment of holy interruption. Everybody expected Jesus to say, "Be healed." But instead, he began with what no one could see: "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The miracle we don't see is the one that matters most. Our Lord Jesus Christ looks beyond the man's paralysis to the deeper paralysis of the heart. The man's problem was not just that he could not walk. It was that he, like all of us, needed grace that only God could give. The Pharisees murmured, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And they were right. Only God can, which is exactly what Jesus was showing them. N.T. Wright once commented that grace is not permission to live as we please. It is power to live as we were meant to. That is the truth of this passage. Grace is not often a soft word. It is a strong one. It does not leave us where it finds us. It lifts us, cleanses us, and sends us out walking again. The friends carried their companion on a mat. Jesus sent him home carrying it. The thing that once held him down became the testimony of his freedom. And that, dear friends, is what Holy Communion is all about. Every time we come to this table, we are the man on the mat. We come not standing tall, but carried by faith. Sometimes it is our own faith. Other times it is the quiet faith of those around us, the faith of someone who prays for us or drives us or simply shows up for us when we cannot manage on our own. Think of family members who help bring loved ones to church week after week. Those who push wheelchairs, steady walking frames, or wait patiently in the cold car parks. Think of the ones who take relatives or neighbors to hospital appointments, do the shopping, sit through the long silences and the hard days. Whether they realize it or not, they are doing what those four friends did for the paralyzed man. They are lifting another soul toward Jesus Christ. Dear friends, communion is not a performance, and it is not just a habit. It is a confession of dependence, a shared recognition that we cannot heal ourselves, we cannot forgive ourselves, we cannot save ourselves. But Jesus can and does. Maybe today you feel like the man on the mat, worn out, weary, waiting for something in your life to change. Or maybe you are more like the friends who carried him. You are doing your best to support someone else, a parent, a partner, a child, a friend. And if you are honest, your strength is wearing thin. You have been showing up, helping, praying, pushing, driving, phoning, and carrying. But some days it feels like your energy is not enough. Your faith feels stretched. Your back aches and your soul does too. If that is you, hear this clearly. Jesus Christ sees your faith. He honors the quiet, persistent love that keeps going when it is hard. He honors the effort that no one else notices. And even when you feel like you are barely holding on, he is the one ultimately carrying the weight. Remember, the miracle did not happen just because the man on the mat had faith. It happened because his friends did too. Sometimes your faith helps carry someone else, and sometimes you are the one being carried, even when you don't realize it. Let me close with a story from the early church. It is the story of Saint Monica, the mother of Saint Augustine of Hippo. Monica was a Christian in the 4th century who prayed for her son, Augustine, for nearly 2 decades. He was brilliant, rebellious, and determined to live life on his own terms. And for years, he had no interest in God. Monica wept. She prayed, she pleaded with him and with God. She followed him when he moved cities. She stayed when he shut her out. And she kept praying when all signs said nothing would ever change. One day, a bishop, possibly Ambrose, said to her, and I quote, "The child of so many tears shall not perish." And he was right. Years later, Augustine surrendered his life to Christ. He would go on to become one of the greatest theologians in Christian history and one of my favorites. But it began with a mother who carried him, not just in birth, but in prayer, in tears, in stubborn faith. Some of you are doing that now. You are carrying, and it is hard, but don't give up. Keep lowering the mat. Keep showing up. Keep praying, because Jesus still sees that kind of faith, and he still forgives, still heals, and still raises people. So whether you are the one on the mat or the one holding the rope, come to this table. This is the place for the weary and the worn. This is the place where Jesus meets us all and says again, your sins are forgiven. Rise and walk. Let us pray. Merciful God, you see us completely, our failures, our fears, our faith that falters, and yet you meet us with love. As we come to your table, heal what is broken within us, forgive what has gone wrong behind us, and strengthen what is fragile before us. Teach us to live as people forgiven and set free. May this bread and cup remind us that grace is the greatest miracle of all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I, the Lord of sea and sky, is our next hymn, hymn number 251.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering. Generous God, everything we have has come from you. Even in endings, you are still giving. Even in silence, you are still speaking. So we bring these gifts not as payment, but as thanks, as signs of trust, as a declaration that even now we believe in resurrection. Bless what we offer, not just the money, but the unseen gifts, the time given, the tears shed, the burdens carried, the prayers whispered in the quiet. May all of it be used to lift others, to speak hope, and to carry the good news far beyond these walls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us intercede. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the one who forgives sins, heals bodies, and sees the faith no one else notices. You called a paralyzed man to rise, and so we pray today for a paralyzed world, a world broken by war, wounded by greed, and scarred by hatred. We pray for peace where there is conflict, especially in lands where bombs fall faster than justice and where the innocent pay the price for power. We pray, O God, for the upcoming presidential election results in Cameroon. You know the claims of fraud, the deep tensions, the fragile hope. God, let truth not be buried under fear. Let justice not be stolen in silence. Raise up leaders who serve, not rule. And let peace take root where violence threatens to grow. God of the nations, we bring before you our own country here in the United Kingdom. We are tired of division, weary of the headlines. Help us look past party lines and political spin and see the real needs around us. Families choosing between food and warmth. Young people losing hope and communities stretched thin. Give our leaders the courage to lead with wisdom and us the will to be good neighbors. Lord of the church, we pray for your people across the world, not for success, but for faithfulness. For ministers of the gospel in hiding, for churches in war zones, for congregations like ours, coming to the table one more time, carrying grief and gratitude together. We pray for individuals and families here today, for those who feel carried, and for those doing the carrying. You know every story. You see the ones stretched to breaking, the carers, the helpers, the ones holding on by a thread. Give rest to the weary, strength to the tired, peace to the anxious, and healing to the broken in body and mind. If anyone among us today feels forgotten, may they know you see them. If anyone feels too far gone, remind them that no one is beyond grace. And for those we name now in our hearts, we also pray. Lord, in this final official communion, we ask this above all, that even in change, we would not lose hope. That even in sorrow, we would not lose faith. That we would remember you are still God, you are still good, and all shall be well. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Ye gates, lift up your heads on high. Hymn number 19.
Thank you.
Please be seated. As the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and wine, I take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart to the holy use and mystery for which he has appointed them. And as he blessed these holy things and gave thanks, let us also come near to God and present to him our prayers and our thanksgiving. This is the joyful feast of the people of God. Christ invites all who trust in him to share in this holy meal. Let us come with thankful hearts, ready to celebrate his life, his death, and his resurrection. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever proclaim the glory of your name and say,
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Let us pray. All glory is yours, Almighty God, Holy Father. You made us in your image, and when we had fallen into sin, you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon himself and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption. He made there, by his offering of himself, a full and perfect sacrifice for the whole world, and instituted and commanded us to continue this memorial of his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. Therefore, O Lord and Holy Father, we, your people, celebrate here before you with these holy gifts, which we offer to you, the memorial of the blessed passion and precious death of your dear Son, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, looking for his coming again in power and great glory. And with these gifts, O Lord, we offer to you ourselves, for this is our duty and service. And we pray you in your goodness and mercy to accept through the eternal mediation of your Savior, Jesus Christ, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Gracious Father, in your almighty power, bless and sanctify us and these elements by your life-giving word and Holy Spirit. Fill with your grace all who partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Make us one body that he may dwell in us and we in him. And grant that with boldness we may confess your name and at the last day enter with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, O Father Almighty. Our Lord, come.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, Take and eat. My body, which is broken for you, do this in memory of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper had ended. And when he had blessed and given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, Drink of it, all of you, my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in memory of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. You are death, O Christ, we proclaim. Your resurrection we announce. Your coming we await. Amen. Eat the body of Christ, broken for you on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Let us drink together the blood of Christ, shed for us on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of our sins. Having now by faith received the sacraments of the body and blood of Christ, let us give thanks to God. We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for feeding us with your word and for feeding us through the sacraments. We thank you for the blessings of Holy Communion and in fellowship with one another. We ask that you will go with us back into the world, and may we continue to be a blessing in our own communities. Amen. Our final hymn is 512, To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done.
Thank you.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Amen.